Ribbit. 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 You told me I sound like a bullfrog. Do I sound like a bullfrog?
There is a definite bullfrog in the room. For everyone that's watching and listening to this, there is a technical issue on Randy's mic for some reason, and that's okay because the information and the guests that we're going to have today are so awesome that you're not even going to notice that we're doing this from a lily pad.
Well, exactly. And it's a really nice big lily pad, but you're right. The guests today are so incredibly great that I don't need to talk a lot anyway, which is abnormal for me. But, you know, before we jump on with our two great friends today, number 200, buddy, we've been doing this thing 200 times now.
200 episodes. And I got to tell you, of course we've had, been on, this will be his sixth time. So, you know, we're cheating a little bit. This is Denise's second time, but, you know, we've had so many awesome guests that, we are blessed beyond words.
We have been. And so today for, you know, I mean, it's almost silly to introduce them. We should just bring them on because if you don't know by now, I don't know where you've been living, but yeah, we're going to have Ben Gay, the third, like author extraordinaire, the Closure series, you know, the mentored by the greats, you know, Napoleon Hill and good friends, Earl Nightingale, Zig Ziglar, just the salesman and a true pro and champ. And we're blessed to be good friends with Ben. And Denise Griffiths, you know, she is a proud owner of the title of a number 2% podcaster in the world globally for Your Partner Success Radio. And that's kind of a big deal.
And that is a big deal.
Big deal. And Ben and we'll talk about this a little bit, but Ben and Denise do a weekly podcast together. They review a bunch of Ben's work and am I riveting a lot?
I'm a lot.
That's why you're laughing. I'm going to get on here and talk with us. Let's just go talk to them. Nobody wants to hear us anyway. But yeah, you're not even funny.
Welcome to Building Wins Live with host, the hybrid road warrior himself, Randy Chafee, and producer-director Wes Wyatt.
Whether we're talking about sales, marketing, tech, or industry news, we want to bring you the best tips, tricks, and info to build wins.
Now, let's get to the show.
I'm not going to talk now. Ben, Denise, how are you?
I'm fine, and she always is.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
I'm just lovely. Thank you for asking.
Lovely. Lovely. That's a good way to be in Louisiana where it's about 112, right?
Oh, we're living in Satan's armpit right now.
It's cooled down here. It's cooled down in Southern Florida as we record this. It's I think it might be a feel like 87 or 8 is all. We've had the 105, 108 feel like things for about 3 weeks now. So I don't mind that, but a little steamy. Ben, how are you, my friend? I'm beautiful. I'm Placerville, California.
Extremely well. We're very happy here in Northern California, although it's hot. Not Southern hot, but it's hot. I'm guessing we're in the 90s at 11:15, which means we'll be pushing 100 before the day's over.
Yeah. 100's starting to warm up. That's almost mid Ohio temperature, isn't it, Wes?
Yeah, we're at about 86 ourselves. So not only did people tune in to get winds, but they're getting the weather as well.
Hey, there you go, weather reporter. We got Northern California, we got Ohio, we got Florida, we got Louisiana. If we need somebody in Oklahoma to jump on, we'd have the country covered.
That's right.
So Ben and Denise, really super thanks for jumping on today. As I said, we've had so many incredible guests and met so many incredible people along this journey. But we couldn't think of two people we'd rather have on to or back on than you two to celebrate our 200th episode of doing this crazy gig. And we'll do 200 more. Who knows? We'll bring you back again.
Well, episode 200, we're coming back.
Yeah, episode 400. This is 200, so you get to come back 400. Well, if you mind your P's and Q's, Ben, yeah, we might bring you down it's somewhere in between. We'll see. But, you know,
I look, that gives me something to live for.
Exactly. Yeah, I'll bet it does. Well, you know, we're number six. Like I said, I think off the air, one of these days we'll get this thing right, maybe. But, you know, we'll keep trying, right? But
well, and this is payback because Ben and I have mentioned you in our podcast.
That's right.
I hear that now and then, and I appreciate that. Most of the time, it's good, even.
It's always good. It's always great. Seriously, we appreciate what you're doing. And I watched you when you first started this thing, and I remember the story, why you started it. And it's such a tremendously great sales and marketing way to do things that you kind of pioneered a new way of getting in front of your customers, COVID. Of course, we're talking COVID. Mm-hmm. And not just sitting around going, well, crud, now what do I do? You got busy and you got out there with Zoom and, you know, now you've got this whole nother thing going on. And I congratulate you for that.
Well, very kind of you. And I appreciate it. And it a lot of people thought I was nuts when I started, which is fair because I am nuts in general. But
don't mix two subjects together.
That's true, Ben. Very, I see the look on your face as soon as I said it. And I said, okay, I shouldn't have went there. I opened the door for the great one I should not have done. But you know, the funny thing, though, is a lot of people still don't really get it. And thank you, Denise, for bringing it up because I preach it a lot because I think it makes it such an impact to augment. I said this just the other day, and I'm working on a talk for a show I'm going to be doing, a talk at a show in about a week. And part of that, I'm going to talk about using social media as a force multiplier, right? And the start of my talk is going to be this. Never, ever, ever stop meeting in person, right? That is still the best by far, 100%. But we can't do that every single day. And we don't need to do that every single day. So we use all this other stuff to augment. And I think that's been pretty successful for a lot of people, you two included, right? And Wes. So what do you think, Wes? I mean, it works, right?
I think the one of the most important things to remember is, you know, when we were talking about this during COVID, or after COVID, when I asked you, you know, are people going and doing this now that they've seen you do it? The answers are always, you know, that there's one or two people, maybe, you know, that you see doing it. I mean, there's usually at least one, you know, person that's set up doing these like, you know, Podcast Central. It looks like, you know, there's a glass case around them and they have, you know, almost a endless amount of guests at these trade shows. And every once in a while, you'll see someone going around doing a live. But for the most part, you know, people really aren't doing it. And I think that they're missing out on a really, really great opportunity, you know, to not only be able to have that hybrid reach in both the shaking hands and kissing babies and then doing it virtually. But, you know, they're missing out on all the different relationships that they could be, you know, talking about with what we, you know, talked about earlier off camera. You know, every single time we come on, whether it's Ben, Denise, you know, it's someone from the industry that you have or whatever, it allows us to kind of borrow their audiences and have the people that build wins in their world contact us and say, hey, I don't know if this is something that, you know, would work for you, but I do X, Y, and Z, and us going absolutely and having them on the show. So, I mean, without a doubt, I think it's of the utmost importance to do.
I've said this very often. I say it all the time. Podcasting is marketing 101. It's the ability to get your voice heard. You reach people, in my case, and I'm sure in your case, I reach people from all over the world, literally. You may have to cut that part out. mine is an international podcast these days. And look, I'm a highly committed introvert. You're never going to see me. You're never going to see pictures of me online. You just have to take me at my word that I'm gorgeous. But yeah, seriously, I every time I say that, I think of one of those movies with Sandra Bullock. You know, you love me. I'm gorgeous. You want to date me? That kind of, that's where my mind goes. But the thing is, I am heard and connect with people all over the world. Now, do they want to know every single thing about every single guest? No, but they're going to listen to what they want to listen. I know nothing about roofs or the things that you talk about, but I find you guys fascinating for so many reasons. You show up, you share, you help. That's what you're doing. That's what you're doing with podcasting. And anybody who is not doing this, you may want to rethink your business model.
And they do, both of them, they do what they preach and what everybody talks about doing. Randy and Wes are, I'm almost surprised when one of them or both of them are at a trade show somewhere, working the floor, meeting the people, and so on. And I sort of miss those days. I don't have much reason to do a trade show anymore unless it's with a client. But Randy is, you're both right, but Randy was just talking about it. Nothing takes the place of shaking hands, meeting somebody, looking in their eyes, having a private laugh. I'm forever hearing things that just really tickle me, and it keeps me on point when I am live with people. They'll say, you probably don't remember this, but 26 years ago in Dallas, Texas, you said, and I said, and we went to lunch and you know, whatever. And I'll have to admit, I've shaken, I estimate, about 2.5 million hands since I got started in this business. So I can't remember each and every one of them, but I remember many of them. I'd say most of them, if you give me a little fill in, I still remember what they're talking about. I love the guy who says, I was in the yellow shirt on the seventh row. Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Never forget that.
I remember you.
But it just, you build bonds there that you can't build anywhere else. But hitchhiking on what Wes was just saying, the best of all worlds. If we had the internet and Zoom and StreamYard or whatever it is, and all these things back when I was really hustling in the early days with Zig and the gang, I'd be the benevolent dictator of the world now, because the things that we do with the click of a button, I had to get in a car and drive 50 miles to do, and they weren't always there, or they didn't see people on Wednesdays or some bizarre thing. So all of that's gone. And I was just thinking while you were talking, working a trade show and having a camera right there and broadcasting the conversation, you know, with warning, you don't secretly film people, but having somebody realize that they're going out all over the world as a result of talking to you in your booth, they may not admit it, but they'd be lined up to get to your booth. It's like some of the shows that go out and interview people on the news, and once word is out, they're there with a camera and a microphone. It's amazing how many people are available to chat or in the background waving or what have you. So it's a miraculous tool. I just wish we had it to add on top of the days when I was working, Randy, like you are. I look at you sometimes. You're, hi, good morning. I'm in Baltimore. Hello, I'm in Orlando. Hello, I'm in Denver. And you're going to a Branson coming right up, Branson, Missouri. Which I, oddly enough, really like. It's a little touristy, but I really like it. It's like Gatlinburg, Tennessee, with music. And you walk up and down the street and see famous people, and a lot of my timeshare people are there. So I envy you and miss that part of it, because I don't do near. I used to do 300 a year, and then I cut down and cut down. And I got the last figure I announced was 12 a year, one a month. And then COVID solved that problem. exactly. 12 went to zero. But it got me hooked on the Zoom aspect. I made a note while you guys were talking. I've got three basic prices to give a talk. $15,000, I pay everything. You don't have to worry about who I'm bringing, what we're eating, or anything. $12,500. And you do have to worry about what I eat, but I don't eat much. And, you know, we can quibble over the details. Or $29.50 on Zoom up to all day. And I'm happy to do it, because I don't, that's all day, not 3 days. One day getting there, one day being there, one day getting home. And if you got them back to back, that's a week or two away from your family. And when I married Gigi, she'd heard all those stories. And she said, no, not in this relationship. Not going to do it. So I said, what good husbands say? Yes, dear.
Yes. And you'd set it with conviction like you meant it too, right?
Absolutely. When I put down my foot, if she says it's okay, really put it down. And then I got a work wife now, Denise, who's, you know, I hear Gigi out of my right ear and Denise out of my left ear. And I think, what did I do? I mean, you know, tell me what I did, Jesus. I'll correct it.
Were you breathing? That'll do it.
Sometimes, Denise, that's all we have to do.
You know what scares me,
Denise, with you, you know, with being just your name up there, is it's startling enough to be around women to be told what you're doing wrong. But you just sneak in like that out of the blue. It's unsettling, is what I'm telling you. I think we need a 3-second buzzer for you, Denise. It's getting a little nerve wracking when you just fly out of the shadows there.
Phew. It won't work. I can anticipate your every move.
I know that's what scares me.
Yeah. Don't try, Randy. It's not worth the trouble.
You guys,
his neck comes out before he's getting ready to jump. Yeah.
That's it. Actually, I don't think it's a rib. I don't think it's a frog. It's a cane toad. We have a lot of cane toads down here, which I guess they're poisonous to animals, and I don't know what they are. They make a weird alien sound. But so Denise, tell us a little bit about how do we know Ben's story. We're going to go back to Ben's story because we never can do this without at least one or two great Ben stories. Because even when I've heard him a million times, Ben, I still love to hear him. But Denise, give us the. How in the world did you become a top 2%er? I mean, I'm assuming like being a sales guy, Ben, I don't think any of us set out one day and said, you know what, when I get older, I think I'm going to be a salesman, right? No, nobody probably ever did that, right?
No.
I didn't. So, but Denise, I assume you just didn't sit there one day as a little girl doing whatever you did and go, you know what, I'm going to be a podcaster. I'm going to be globally international. So how did that happen? Because I don't know that we've ever talked about how that happened. Or if we did, I didn't listen, which again is probably part of my problem. But well, how did you get started in this whole thing?
It was an accident, truly. This was back in 2008. I had never heard of a podcast. And somebody that I know, we're still friends. She has her own podcast still, she and her husband. And she had contacted me and said, Denise, I would love to interview you. And I thought, oh, great. You know, well, she said, I'll record it and then send you the link. And I said, okay. I thought in my total ignorance, because nobody knew what podcasting was at that time, that she was going to just do a quick, you know, recorded interview, transcribe it, put it on her blog or make an article out of it. And I was good with that. And then I get a link that says, here's your podcast. I said, what's a podcast? Then I listened to it and I heard my voice for the first time and went, oh, geez, because to me, I think I sound like I'm about to say happy birthday, Mr. President. I think I sound ridiculous. It freaked me completely out. So I called her. I said, what was that? And she said, oh, you didn't know it was a podcast? I said, not a clue. And I became a podcaster the next day because really? It occurred to me that I could meet people, connect with people without having to go slap a, you know, sticky note on my left boob and show up in a room of people that I would never, ever going to connect with because I'm an introvert and I'm claustrophobic on top of that. But I'm not shy. I think you guys have figured that out. So podcasting was perfect for me. And I just started on Blog Talk Radio as she had, you know, that's where she started. And I'll be honest with you, the two things that got me where I am now, consistency, sheer consistency. If I said I was going to put out a podcast on Friday, it happened. And then just the quality of my guests, because I'll tell anybody who will listen, this show is not about me, not even close about me. I am there to hear you and pull what I can out of you so you can share it with a larger audience. So there, consistency and just, you know, great guests.
Yep.
And well, how are you going to spread more of that word in the immediate future, Denise?
Well, two ways. I mean, I'm offering one-on-one mentoring, which is tailored to your unique goals. And, you know, whether you're starting a new podcast or revamping an existing one, my goal is to provide the guidance, the strategies, and actionable insights that you need to craft compelling content that resonates with listeners. And then my very dear friend Ben Gay told me, ordered me to write The Closers Part 4, which is going to be about podcasting. That's exactly right. I mean, I'll tell you what happened. We were on our podcast, which is every Wednesday, and he said, so you're going to write a book? And I said, yeah. And I've had this book on my desktop for 7 years. It's humiliating. And he said, no, you're going to write a book. And I said, okay. Didn't understand what he was telling me until I called him after the podcast, which is something I always do to say thank you. A lot of magic happens in those thank you calls. And he used a tone of voice with me that he's never used before. It was very professional. It was very terse. And he essentially ordered me to write the book. And I said, okay. There it is. So it is in the works now. And I'm so excited about it. Thank you, Ben.
Well, thank you. It's an honor to have it. And really needed, I think you gentlemen will agree. Everybody talks about podcasting. Most of them are pretty grim. They don't know what they're doing. It's just something, you know, they drop by. Their open closed closet is behind them. It's I'm sort of embarrassed to be on some of them. And then because they don't know what they're doing, I've from time to time gotten the eerie feeling that I was talking to him or her and their spouse. And that was the audience. So it's time that somebody, I know there's stuff out there, but it's time that someone who's done it, been in the industry almost since it started, is in the top 2%, explains exactly how she started, the mistakes she made, the recovery she made, and so on, and lays it out for you. So her goal, my goal too, through her, is to get a book in people's hands that if they'll read it and execute it, you pick up. How many years has it been, Denise, since you day one?
16. This podcast is now old enough to drive.
Yeah. You cut 16 years off your learning curve, and that will be a proud addition to the Closers series.
I am so excited. I mean, when you first told me that I was going to write it, and I said, okay, I'm pretty sure that's the tone of voice I used. I was shocked. But once I started on it, y'all, I am up at 4:30 every morning and I'm writing. I can't wait. I'm so excited. And it's not bad news. Listen, podcasting really is marketing 101. It is about sales. It is about how you approach it. And if you walk up to it and say, oh, I'm going to start a podcast. Oh, geez, I'm scared. You don't need to be. Just get your voice heard.
Mm-hmm. So when's this book going to be out, Denise? Do we put a timeline here?
We are. My first initial timeline was the end of June. I'm not going to quite make that, but it will be in Ben's hands no later, and I'm saying this on the air, no later than the end of July. So that's what we're talking about.
I've got to make a note here on my calendar.
Yes, right down the bottom.
End of July, is that right?
End of July, 2024.
All right. All right.
Well, that's exciting. I will be one of. I'll be honored to be one of the first to buy one.
You are mentioned in it.
No way. Well, now I might too.
Yeah.
I mean, I might find somebody out there that likes me that I want to show it to them. You know.
No, you're give it to them, in right? It very much because you're one of my case studies.
Oh well. I've been a case study before, but that's usually been in a doctor's office with a white lab coat. So that's kind of a new one for me. But,
well, there may be a little needle.
Oh boy! Knowing you, Denise, I'm excited, probably, and I'm almost a little nervous. But that's okay. I'll be fine.
You should be. I'm scary.
I know you are. Oh man! Well, that's awesome. That's awesome that you're doing that. I think that's going to be a great book and a great read, and I love how you're doing that because, you know, the whole world of virtual, of digital is people that don't take advantage of it. You're losing so much. You're losing 80% of your productivity probably. I don't know if there's a number out there, but you can only do so much in a day. You can only make so many phone calls. You can only travel so many miles a day, right? But man, you can be in front of thousands and thousands of people. And the thing, I'd love to hear your Ben, because you come from the old school of old school, right? What I like about doing videos and doing things that I might do we all might do on online, on LinkedIn, on Facebook or whatever, not just podcasting, but we're in front of potential customers in a very non-intrusive way, because I'm not trying to sell you, because I'm not even talking to you personally, right? So it's non-intrusive. And I think that's a great way to get that message out to people at 2 o'clock in the morning or at 4 in the afternoon. And at some point in time, they start learning to like, know, and trust you just because they see you in different aspects of your life. That's pretty important, isn't it, Ben?
It certainly is. As you know, one of my catchphrases is, people like to buy from people they know, like, trust, and with whom they feel safe. And on a well-done podcast, they get that feeling. We're buddies. We're friends. We've all met in person, not Denise, because she lives in a cave with a curtain.
But, No. It's a house with cats.
Same thing.
Same difference. I was going to say, yeah, killer cats. I don't want to be with killer cats.
I've got cats.
But Randy and Wes and Carson, Wes's daughter, have flown out.
Gigi.
They're sweet Gigi.
Yep.
And fortunately boxed in by four sane people, so she can't get away and run around in the hotel. But they get where they know you. And the not dissimilar. What I started to say was Randy and Wes and I and Carson had not met until a few months ago in Sacramento for a few hours. But I felt like we were buddies before that and since that time. But I've been on their podcast 5 times, they say, this being the 6th. And I've watched them do other people to the point that we're all friends. The fact we haven't shaken hands, that would have added a pleasant touch to it, but it's not required, especially in this day and age where people are growing up not expecting to meet anybody. I walked past the table the other day in a restaurant, and there are three people sitting there, the two younger ones stuck on their phones and probably texting each other, although they were sitting with, you know, shoulders together. And across from them, their mother or grandmother or something who didn't have a cell phone and was just staring ahead, that 1,000-yard stare from Vietnam. And so I stopped, and I always make something funny and laugh. And I said, kids, and the kids are probably in their 30s, I'm guessing, put down your phones and talk to this nice lady. And then I told them about one of my early experiences. We're going somewhere in the Denali, and in the back seat is our son, Gigi's biological son, but my son, Tony. And in the next row is his good buddy, Andrew Robinson. And they're both texting away. And I said, you know, you ought to look up and see things, you know, what's going on. Well, I'm busy talking right now. And I said, who are you texting? He said, Andrew. I said, Andrew, who's behind you? Who in the rear view mirror, I'm looking at both of your faces. You're texting him. You know, well, that's, I think, sort of sad. But we have the two or three generations now that are growing up, and this is how you meet people. This is how you get familiar with them. And if they buy from people they know, like, trust, and with whom they feel safe, get used to it. Denise is about to do us all a big favor with the Closers Part 4 to show you how to really, you know, my attitude is, okay, if you insist, I've lost the battle, here's how you do it. At least do it well.
Mm-hmm. And Ben, I have to tell you how much I appreciate you making me write this book. I think I shared this with you, but after we got off that phone call where I'm not often speechless. I was. So you can write that down in your calendar too. But when we hung up, I remember sending you an email, said, can you recap that conversation? Because I think I was so shocked and so deeply honored that I walked around in a circle in my living room. I mean, for a moment there, I thought I had Alzheimer's. I was just making a circle in the living room. I didn't know what to do. I was so touched, shocked, honored, all of those things. And I was like, oh my goodness, I'm still that way about it. So thank you, Ben.
Well, thank you. It's good to meet a talent like yours. And keep in mind, Closers Part 4 is joining a family of books that are, I think five is printed now, and six, seven, and eight are underway. And millions have been sold with that. This is part two, but with that basic design and the seal of the National Association of Professional Salespeople. So it's not just like you're publishing a book. The average book, if you're smart, you print 500 and you'll still have others at your funeral left. But you do, well, it's the way the publishing business is. The closures is the big hit. It is because it's good stuff, but because I didn't know any better. We were ordering everything by the truckload and everything. Then I got my hands on the old closers, what we now call part one, before I got to rewrite it and all. And so I said, well, okay, we're going to sell. There you go. We're going to sell this book, The Closers. And Dennis Kahula's purchasing guy said, how many do I order? And I said, 50,000. I didn't know about the publishing business. I didn't know we'd be lucky if we sold 500. But we've sold 10.5 million of that book, you know, plus the others. And that's when we quit officially counting. I have a rough figure in my mind, but I could prove 10.5 million through 30 years ago. So you're joining a family, and I want you, Wes and Randy, together or separately, I want you guys to join the family. Pick out a subject.
You will be in good company.
Yeah, done. Well, and vice versa.
And done, by the way, yeah.
So books, successful books, and podcasting that you guys do so well, and Denise is an expert in. I hitchhiked my way in the closing.
He did. Yeah, Are you going to tell the true story, Ben?
Yeah, I'll tell the true story. Why don't you shut up for a minute?
I am hurt. I'm hurt, I tell you.
That's funny.
In the closers part two on page 257, there's a chapter called Sales Infiltration. It's the best thing I've ever written about selling. And what I did was I infiltrated Denise. I listened to several of her podcasts. And Gigi kept saying, you ought to do that. And I said, I don't need anything else to do. My life is full of personal family business. But I really am drawn to it. I wish I'd thought of that and so on. And so I cogitated, if that's the right word, about it for a day or two. And then I called Denise. And I just chit-chat. How's it going? Fine. As you know, I'm one of your followers. You're one of mine. Yeah. And I said, you know, I've been thinking about getting in the podcasting business, but I really don't have the discipline. If you know me well, that's sort of funny. I don't have the, if nothing else, I'm disciplined to the point of anal. But I said, I've been thinking about it, but I really don't have the discipline. I don't want to be there Thursday at this time, and I don't want to learn how to podcast. Fortunately, she hadn't written that book yet. And so I guess I'm just going to wait until I find somebody who's already doing it, and I can join in with them and be of assistance to what they're doing. And she says, me. And I thought, yes, it worked.
There you go.
It worked again. I've wheedled my way into one of the top podcasts in the world with a phone call and some salesmanship and my admiration for what she was already doing. I just wanted to get on the train.
Mm-hmm. And you did it on LinkedIn as well. You started, it was very tricky and I knew what you were doing. But, you know, you started this little dialogue on LinkedIn. So, oh, I really would like to find, you know, somebody I can kind of hitchhike on their podcast. I could be a co-host. And I was like, God dang it, me.
Yeah, I'll do that. You'd almost think he knows something about selling, wouldn't you, Denise?
A little bit. I mean, he thinks he snowed me, but I knew it was happening. And I was happy to do it.
Absolutely. So I went and grabbed this book for two reasons. One is in case people, I talk about this book to everybody, Ben. I just told you that I recommended it to a guy just this last week again. I was golfing. But what I really always love about this, and I tell everybody, this is the first book I ever read that comes with a warning. I love the warning. And I'm going to read it for everybody because I think it's so cool. It says right here, folks, right up here in the corner. It says, warning, this material is not for the beginner or the novice. It is specifically intended for the sales professional only. Love that. You know, and whether you're a sales, number one, if you're a sales pro, you're going to say, okay, this is for me, man, because that's what I am. What I love about it, and I don't know if this was meant to be this way or not, Ben, but
bless you.
If you're not the sales pro and you want to be, you're going, oh, I'm reading that. Don't tell me I'm not reading that. Now I'm going to read that.
I'll sneak in behind the curtain and read it no matter what they want.
Yeah, I don't care what Ben says.
Yeah, there is an element of reverse selling in that
way. I figured.
And I've often wondered how many people really took it seriously and didn't buy it, but it's not enough to worry about. They're still buying it. There's word about, you know, we haven't run an ad. We mention it on Facebook and in various places, but we haven't run an ad for any of the closer's books in over 30 years. Word of mouth. So there's, for our listeners and viewers today, there's something you want to do if you can, and you can, is build a backlog of people who love what you do and trust you and so on. So they go talk to other people. And you just never know, those 50,000 books got spread out somewhere and millions more after that. And most of them go into shelves and are never read. Dr. Hill taught me that with Think and Grow Rich. I said to him one day up at the house, Dr. Hill, look at there. How does it feel? It was sitting on the coffee table because my wife, who's now passed away, my first wife, had placed it on the coffee table. So he would think that we sat around as a family and read it every night, perhaps in a circle, but trying to recover from that tacky thing she did. I said, how does it feel to have written one of the most best-selling books in the world? They used to say second only to the Bible. I don't know if that was true then or now, but whatever. They sold millions and millions of copies. And he said, yes, best-selling, least read. So you got to take, when you get a hold of any book in the series, and I see the graphic going by about how to do it at an eBay store. But when you get a hold of any of those books or Denise's book, here's the secret. You got to read it. Here's a copy of a book. A friend of mine, I think maybe in previous episodes I've shown this, a friend of mine bought at a garage sale for 50 cents. And she said, when I looked through it, I had to get it for you. It's signed by Napoleon Hill. And it was addressed to Mrs. Grace Dixon with best wishes, Napoleon Hill, 75 years ago, I'm guessing. Bright red cover, bright red back, bleached out spine. Because she went to, and the spine has never been cracked, nor will I crack it. Because I think that's the beautiful part about it, or the sad part. She heard he was coming to town. She probably bought a ticket to something, went, heard him talk, got in line, got him to personalize the book to her, took it home, stuck it in the bookcase, and there it sat for 75 years till I assume she died and her daughter-in-law was running the garage sale. And my friend Sandra Noma came by and picked it up. By the same token, one of my biggest customers over the years, a guy named Hugh Harris, now in the restaurant business, but was in home improvement for years. He and I did millions of dollars in business cumulatively over the years after he bought one copy of The Closers Part One at a garage sale for 50 cents. And I forget whether he said it had ever been read or not, but that's sort of the theory. If there was still a salesperson in the house, why would they be selling the Bible of the sales industry? So you throw them out. Jim Rohn, it's in the Bible, but Jim Rohn used to love talking about be a master sower, throw the seed, some will land on rocky ground and wither and die if it ever gets started. Some will land in fertile soil and bloom and give forth that which is supposed to give forth. And Denise is starting down that road now with The Closers Part Four. You gentlemen, I hope, will follow closely behind. And millions of people all over the Closers is now in probably 30, 35 languages. I know that because when I sold the rights in India, I had to agree to 25 languages and dialects right there in India. Mm. So I think it's safe to say 30 different.
I'd say that's safe.
People, yeah. The word, when you do something meaningful, a podcast like you guys do, or training like you guys do, and Denise does, and so on, and I've been blessed to be part of the industry for quite some time. When you do something meaningful like that, you leave a legacy. I was telling somebody the other day, I may not be Ernest Hemingway, but I promise you, 500 years from now, somewhere in a dusty bookcase, there'll be a book with Ben Gay's name on the front of it. We've sold so many different places. They can't get them all. And somewhere along the line, somebody will pick up the, I wasn't bright enough to turn off my phone, so I'm not real smart.
That was me calling about when we want to start the book, Ben.
Yeah. It's from Los Gatos, California, where I frequently get spam calls.
Breaking news.
Yeah, I don't know who it is, but somebody in Los Gatos has been trying to get to me for a year. Anyway, become part. Start setting your own legacy, whether it's in products, services, books, podcasts, or whatever. You're looking at three people, Wes, Randy, and Denise, and me to a lesser degree, who've had an impact on the world because we got on the trains that were available and going by, and word spread. It took me 50 plus years to speak to 2.5 million people. Now with podcasting and various forms of email and constant contact and so on, I can talk to 2.5 million people between now and sunset tomorrow.
Right.
So take advantage of that. And you're listening to the people, not me. You're listening to the people who can help you do that. So get on board with Randy, with Wes, and Denise.
Ben, thank you. And very well stated. Everything. I agree 100%. Right, Wes. So as you've been kind of your time, as we wind down, man, Wes, could we have had anybody better for 200?
No. No, you know, Ben has not only become an awesome friend, but, you know, Ben, every single time that you talk, if we seem like we're a little giddy, it's because you always deliver. I mean, not once have you not, you know, delivered a gem or a nugget, you know, that has just touched my heart. And, you know, talking to Denise, the first time we had her as a guest, and, you know, we frequent each other's, you know, posts and whatnot, I'm absolutely blessed to have the two of you, and of course my absolute, you know, brother in arms, Randy, in my life. So no, we could not have had better guests.
Yeah, that's been wonderful. Yeah. So Denise, I cannot wait until your book comes out. As a matter of fact, we might need to get, this is your number two. We might need to get a number three just to talk about your book, I think. But
absolutely,
just throwing that out there as a thought.
Can Ben come with me?
Of course, if you like.
I can't do this on my own. I'm shy.
I'm sort of her father.
Ben is one of those that I don't think there's a way we'd say no. So there you are. I mean, if Ben called right now and said, "Hey, what are you doing tomorrow? I just want to be on a podcast, and could we do it at 2:37 exactly?" We'd say, "Well, I don't know what we're doing, but yes, right." Am I wrong, Wes? You'd get off the golf course for that.
No, I would, there's not hardly anything in the world that I wouldn't kick to the curb for Ben. So
yes, absolutely. Yep, and, you know, so in closing, appreciate you guys. And, you know, it's what you said earlier, a few minutes ago, both of you said, everybody said on here, and I can't reiterate it enough, but I think it's a great way to close this out is we're all networkers because we've all been in the world of selling, yeah, because we're all salespeople, no matter what, right? If you got a spouse, and if you don't think you're a salesperson, you're wrong, right? If you got kids, and you don't get them to go to school, then you're wrong. You're a salesperson, right? But with that said, being this ability to learn and to grow from what you guys do every day, believe me, a lot of times we get busy, and I don't always write a book, so to speak, on a post that you guys do. But I'll tell you, every single thing you do has an impact, as Wes touched on a minute ago. There's always some little golden thing that I go, that is good right there. I can say it's our show. That's good shit right there, right? It really does. And I appreciate and enjoy that. But the last part of the words on this is, you hit on it both so well, is we've met so many people because we do what we do, right? Whether it's podcasting, writing, speaking at events, or whatever those cases is. Back in the day, you meet four people in a day if you're lucky traveling, right, as a sales guy. Right? You're lucky if you meet four people in a day.
Yeah.
Most of them are people you already know. You might be one new person during that day, 4 or 5 days of the week. Nowadays, like you said, just got done saying, Ben, you can meet thousands in that same half-hour period. And then you keep reiterating. And that's what I love about it, is the augmentation of it. You keep reiterating day after day. If you see something, you or I or any of us on here, Denise, Wes, every time we post something, every time we respond to somebody else, we're just with those people again, right? And fostering that connection. And so with that, you know, thank you for being on. I appreciate it. Denise, Wes, any parting, and Ben, of course, any parting words before we get out of here on the number 200? And you guys are on the schedule for number 400, just so you know.
We'll be there.
Good.
Thank I'm you coming, for inviting me. I really appreciate it. I'm rarely on the other side of the microphone, and I have thoroughly enjoyed this, even if I did interrupt every once in a while. I wasn't meaning to be rude. I was just excited.
She's a Southerner.
I'm a Southerner.
Right. She's a Southerner. She's a Southerner. She's just going to step in where she wants, regardless. Katie bar the door, right? Ben, Wes, what do you think? Let's give Ben a parting words today. Sign us out of here, Ben. What do you think? What's the best words of Ben before we get out of here?
Well, I don't want to be put on the spot with best words, but...
they're yours, so they'd be good. Pretty good.
I was asked in front of a group one day, what's the most important things Dr. Napoleon Hill taught you? I think they said the five most. And I said, among them, I said, focus, integrity in all things. And the third, I think I cut them down to three, was action. Everyone reads Think and Grow Rich looking for the secret message, and Bob Proctor built a career on it. Unfortunately, they both worked for me at the same time, and I didn't know Bob's fascination, so I never introduced him. But Dr. Hill told me, he said, people are looking for the deep mystery in the book. It's take action. Take mm-hmm. That's the secret of almost everything. Take action, because if you don't, nothing happens. Or as Elmer right. Wheeler said many years ago, nothing happens to somebody sells something.
And, you know, so true today, is, and it would be true 1,000 years from now.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Wes, anything else for you, my friend?
No, I just want to thank Ben and Denise for being awesome guests, returning guests. I hope that they're, you know, on many, many more podcasts in the future. And I got to tell you, Ben and Denise, I can't wait for the closers to launch. It's something that's much needed. And Denise hit it, you know, square on the nose. And that is, you know, it's a great marketing tool and something that, you know, I really wish more people would take part in. So it's going to be normally behind me is a gigantic bookcase. I'm changing the area down here, but it will be a very much anticipated addition to the bookshelf.
Thank you. I will send one to each of you, not two.
Awesome.
You can't keep awesome. One to each.
Okay, one each. All right. Okay, fine. Sounds good. All right. Ben, Denise, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Always love you. Wes,
thank you.
Great work as always.
Thank you.
Well, that's it. If you follow my friends, our friends, Ben and Denise, check out there. Hey, we should real quick. I'm remiss on this. What's the name of your Wednesday? Give us the name of your Wednesday podcast that you do together. We should get that out there for people.
The Closers Inner Circle Podcast.
There it is. Love
the Closers Inner Circle. It's everything you need to know. Yeah.
It's some great stuff. I usually sell them. I always catch it like 3 days later, but I always try to catch it, and it's always everything you'd think it would be and more. So, anyways, catch that. That's it for now. appreciate it, my friends. Thanks for coming on. And as always, love what you do and do what you love. That's what Wes and I and Ben and Denise are doing right now. And just remember, live it, love it, own it, and go make today your best day ever. Till tomorrow. Cheers, my friends.
Thank you for listening to Building Wins Live.
You can find information on Randy, Wes, our guests, show notes, and anything related to the podcast at buildingwins.live. On behalf of the whole Building Wins team, don't forget, make today your best day ever. Until tomorrow.